This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Another milestone. U.S. national debt reaches a record $37 trillion.
Okay, I'm going to go with get more blood pressure meds. I heard that yesterday. But good grief.
Yeah. So, wow. 37 trillion. Okay, well, you know. Hey, but no big deal. I mean, we'll be at $50 trillion by 2035 on the current trajectory, but you know, you're not allowed to speak of that, or you're a rhino. So
yeah, exactly.
That's what I was told. I'm a rhino. Hateful rhino. So
you were the least rhino of any Republican I know.
I know. I got called out on a national show for being a rhino. Yeah, it's great.
Please.
I know.
If we can't at some point have a philosophical and policy disagreement with those within our own party on a respectful basis, then there is no hope.
No, there's not. We need to do something about this. And, you know, we need to have an honest conversation about this. Believe it or not, even though his big, beautiful bill was a budget buster.
Yes.
Okay. Donald Trump is the first president to use the rescission power in decades. And, you know, he stripped back that $9 billion, which, yes, was a small amount of money, but it was the most probably critical $9 billion that we spent because it was USAID money, right? That's the CIA's kitty. For evil around the world. I mean, they were funding all of our enemies with it and had been for years, funding the Democrat Party's agenda, literally funding people who are blowing the legs off our soldiers in Afghanistan. It had its own foreign policy, as the CIA does. And so to gut that, I mean, boy, talk about putting a target on your back. It's about more than money. And that was awesome, right? But here's what they know. Trump aimed to dial that back. That national debt. And he had 11 more rescission bills totaling, we are told, if Russ Vogt, who's his budget director, is to be believed, that he intended to run through Congress, 11 more bills totaling hundreds of billions of dollars, which would begin to make a difference, right? Because you rescind this stuff. What does it mean? It doesn't get spent every year anymore. It begins to knock down the budget debt. And so, you know, they proudly announced, hey, we're going to send these through. Some of it's Doge cuts and all of that. Republican leadership, Lee, freaked out and has created a hostage situation to stop it from happening. And our side's not talking about it. And in some cases, they're outright lying and saying the Democrats are holding up Trump's nominees. But what's happening in the Senate is John Thune is gaveling back into session the Senate every 4 days, so Trump can't make recess appointments in the month of August because they're off, right? And he's gaveling it back into session every 4 days for just a minute or two and then closing it down, which prevents Trump from making recess appointments. That way, Thune, Republican leadership and the Democrats can hold Trump hostage. And what their demands are, and The Hill had this, so did Politico, so I mean, I guess it's true, is that Trump stop sending rescission packages. And the way that we know that is Democrats were so terrified he'd cut spending that they're demanding that the Senate pass and Trump sign something barring him from passing rescission packages as a condition for getting a couple of his, a few, not many, but some of his low-value appointees through. That's what the Democrats are doing right now. Well, Trump could go ahead and appoint them all in a recess. They could start serving. They serve 120 days while we fight this out with the Republican leadership. But the Republican leadership is using the Democrats as a weapon and pretending they are the ones holding up the Trump nominees. And Fox News, actually, I'm still mad at them, reported that with a straight face for days. Oh, it's Thune. Meanwhile, everybody on X, this is why Apple doesn't want them prominently featured in the App Store. Everyone on X is running the video going, oh, look, there's Thune, announcing that the Senate will be gaveled back into session every 4 days so Trump can't make appointments. Wow, Thune's not a Democrat, is he? No, he's a Republican leadership.
Reportedly.
So, there's a Mexican standoff going on in the Senate between the Republican leadership and Trump. They do not want these rescission bills coming through. And we don't know the total on them. Vote has said in interviews on another podcast that it's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe up to half of $1 trillion. That would begin to make a difference, Lee, you know, in this debt, this escalating debt. So Trump is trying to do something about it.
Well, that's it. Two things can happen at one time. Yeah. We can be supportive of the president and his efforts, but we can also be critical of what Congress and unfortunately Trump had to do to get along with them to get this spending bill done. I mean, that's he had no choice in the matter.
No, he didn't. And that comes all back to the districting and us not having enough of a majority that we should have by the amount of vote we got.
Yes.
That would allow us to lose some Rhino Republican votes in some purple districts and still cut, you know, cut stuff.
Because the census folks have admitted they made mistakes. They were undercounted in certain areas and overcounted in other areas. And well, I mean, that's the nice way of putting it. But quite honestly, it was fraud.
Yeah, it was fraud.
That's what I would say. It was fraud because these people did this intentionally.
A lot of you, when I say this, text me and say, well, Trump keeps praising Republican leadership in the Senate.
It's called politics.
Yeah. No, I mean, what do you want him to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Go fight these people in public. And then what? None of us will go vote for them in the midterms. And guess who wins the midterms?
No, it's just
the
like
Democrats.
It's just like what he's having to do with Putin. I really don't think anything's going to get done. I think there's something else going on we don't know about with this meeting in Alaska, because it's obvious there's not going to be a peace deal. It's not happening. But there's something going to get done there. I don't know what. But, you know, Trump plays nice with Putin. Trump plays nice with Zelensky. He's trying to get along with both of these folks. He's saying some things he may not quite honestly say in private, but yeah. He's having to do this because this is how things get done.
Al Ruddy, who is one of our listeners in this audience, and he put a brilliant post up, and I retweeted it because it was so good. He was talking about this very situation. He said, Trump learned in his first administration not to go directly at the establishment. Mm-hmm. It's why he didn't crucify Thune for adjourning the Senate without allowing him to confirm judges. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes, things are different.
Yeah.
And so Trump's really got this month to straighten Thune out. And, you know, basically what they're saying is, you know what, you're not going to staff anything unless you agree that you're not going to, you know, send these rescissions through. And the sad thing is a lot of what DOJ is cutting is fraud, is waste, is Democrat programs. And yet, look who is fighting the hardest. It's the Republicans to keep them.
And I want to go back to what your texter was just saying, though. This is a brilliant point about the difference between the first and second Trump terms. Mm-hmm. Look at what the media criticism of the Trump administration was in the first term. Bumbling idiots. They don't know what they're doing. They've got incompetent people. They, you know, yada, yada, yada. They went into all this stuff that were personal attacks on the ineffectiveness. Now look what the media attacks are. It's the effectiveness of the Trump administration, their speed and ability to get things done. Now, yes, they're being stymied every way which way they can by Democrats in the judiciary. But still, the criticism is about the effectiveness and the speed at which the Trump administration is acting on things, not that they were incompetent or couldn't get things done or didn't have policy together or couldn't get all their people on the same page. They're on the same page this time. You're either on the same page with Trump or you're not there.
Yeah. And look, you know, when you go when you're talking about the same page as Trump, I think Trump, you know what I think Trump wants to do? I think Trump wants to sit down with Putin, maybe in a place and in a way mm-hmm. where he knows the deep state's not spying on
right.
him.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
Prepared to leak anything, twist it, because he's supposed uh-huh. to be classified, yes. but you know how they do.
Yes.
Break the law, leaking stuff. And because look, I mean, our texter gets this. It says we shouldn't be giving Ukraine weapons. Russia should be our ally against China. Think about where we are right now with Russia, okay? Because yeah. it's really profound. Because Russia is not only watching all of these things that are being declassified, they're doing a better job reporting on them than the mainstream media over at RT. And so this is this Russia collusion hoax. Let's, again, not forget why Russia seized Ukrainian territory. They wanted a buffer between us and them. And again, when you use the Russia collusion hoax to justify, think of what they did. Rolled tanks on their border, put troops on their border, put six CIA bases on their border. My source on that's the New York Times, to menace them. And then on top of all of that, passed almost unanimously, Republicans and Democrats alike, sanctions that crippled the energy sector of Russia. It's still under those sanctions. In what? Response, retaliation for meddling in our election. What is Russia saying? Why do they want that territory? Why did they go? What specifically, what led to Russia going to war? Russia went to war when Biden announced that Ukraine would be inducted into NATO. That would mean that that essentially we could continue to menace them on the Ukrainian side of the border, but they couldn't retaliate or it'd be World War III. And they're like, no, we can't have you. You people are freaking flipping nuts. You made up Russia collusion hoaxes. Now you're using it as a predicate to weaponize our border. You're liars. And I don't think that Putin is afraid of Trump or the Republican Party. I think he sees them as sane actors. But I think he's afraid of the Brennans and the deep states. I mean, what are they capable of? And that's why Putin keeps saying, I need a barrier. A barrier between what? The deep state and him. He needs a swath of Ukrainian land to protect himself from these lunatics. And understand, a million people are dead because of these Russian lies.
On both sides, yeah.
And so I think Trump wants to have this conversation with Putin now that all this is out in the open. Trump is a victim here. He's as much of a victim as Putin is.
Well, as he says plenty of times, we would not be in this situation if he had been reelected and Biden had not been put in place, because this would not have happened.
And that's
almost universally accepted. Yes.
Collusion hoax.
Well, yeah.
That's what he's talking about. That's what precipitated all this. Think about this. As soon as Biden wins, the buildup begins on the Russian border. You could see it on the satellites. They know who their enemy. The enemy is the deep state under Democrats, and they prepare to go to war with the enemy, which is not the American people or not even America. It's the Democrat deep state. And Putin knows that. He's in a race for survival. I don't blame him. We did this. And now it's all out in the open. So Trump is in a very unusual place because he and Putin are the victims of the same deep state, really. And look, if you're Putin, and you got to understand Putin's rage, okay? We crippled Russia's energy sector with those sanctions. They passed the Senate with, I think, one no vote. Trump had to sign them. He had no choice, right? So Trump is partly culpable here. We crippled their economy. I mean, these people are sitting at 10% inflation over a lie that they had meddled in our election. And by the way, Lee, we just found out, you know how Russia supposed, this was yesterday I covered this on the show, supposedly Russia was hacking our, you know, boards of elections. Nah.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Nah, that was federal contractors working for Hillary's campaign. So if I'm Putin and I can finally sit down with Trump, I have righteous rage. And my first demand is, we know this is fake now. Lift the sanctions. Lift them. Why are you crushing my economy? But this texter, this is what set me off here. This texter said, listen, we should be, Russia should be our ally against China. We shouldn't be giving Ukraine weapons. We should start by lifting the sanctions on principle because they were originally put on in retaliation for the Russia collusion hoax. And now all of that hacking, we know, was done by contractors working for Hillary. Russia has a point. They are a victim here. And untangling, ending the bloodshed and untangling this war begins with having a real conversation between Putin and Trump. How do we make this right? Because we need to make it right so people stop dying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, it's bombshell after bombshell today. I could barely keep up. We're learning that FBI director, former FBI director James Comey, approved the illegal release, because it's illegal, of classified data to smear Trump to the New York Times and the Washington Post, other media outlets. So that's the first thing this morning. Those are felonies. We're learning that Adam Schiff approved, authorized, and personally released classified data to the media. And that's from a classified FBI 302 that's remained classified until now. It's one of those that was found in the burn bag. It was supposed to be destroyed. We're never supposed to know this. Not only that, there's references in the document from the whistleblower saying that Eric Swalwell also, he's the, you know, the guy who dates Chinese spies, but nobody in charge of anywhere intel agency seems to think that's a big deal, that he also released classified data multiple times. You know what that is? That's a crime. And that he had to be told, doesn't say by who, to stop releasing classified data because it's a felony. And I'm doing this each hour. If you've been with me riding along the whole time today, you know, I apologize, but this is a huge, huge historical day in terms of what has broken here. And I keep reading the same paragraph because really this just puts it all in perspective. It's the header says Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is the notes from the investigation, from specifically the interview with the whistleblower. And here is what it says. Adam Schiff, when he was the minority leader of the Intel Committee, so he had access to all kinds of, you know, very deep secret intel in the House. In this capacity, the whistleblower was called to an all-staff meeting by Schiff. Now, you got to understand something about these committees, okay? Democrats have their own Democrat staff, and Republicans have their own Republican staff. And so that answer to them that work for the Intel Committee. And so in this meeting, so Schiff is sitting there with other members of Congress who are Democrats, and also with the Democrat staffers hired because they are Democrats to serve the Democrats on the committee. Okay. In this meeting, this is from the FBI and the FBI's own notes. In this meeting, Schiff stated the group would leak classified information, which was derogatory to President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. This is amazing. Okay, release. You don't just get to decide to release classified information. You can only do that if you're the president or the president has given you the authority to do it. He didn't have it. Every instance is a felony. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. So he is creating, he is committing crimes in order to see his opponent indicted. Why did he want to do this? Because he's a hateful, spiteful little man. He thought Hillary was going to win, and he thought that when she did, she was going to make him CIA director. It was what he really wanted, and Trump won instead. He's very angry. So he's decided to destroy Trump, put him in prison, because this is what Democrats do. They just don't like you. If you get in your way, their way, they just put you in prison. The FBI helps, as we'll see in a minute. The whistleblower, again, this is an FBI document found in a burn bag. The whistleblower stated this would be illegal, and upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower that they would not get caught leaking classified information. So this is a bunch of Democrats sitting around. Think about the casualness of this. This would be like me and, I don't know, my boss sitting around after the show thinking, you know, like, we're going to go rob a bank. Oh, don't worry, we won't get caught. We control all the institutions. Now, I heard some other talk show hosts when I was preparing for the show, laughing about this. What a bunch of morons. No, they're not morons. At the time this was going on, they had near total control of social media. The FBI had already taken over. We now know that. They had near total control of social media, total censorship power, control of the mainstream media. Who was going to stop them? Certainly not the FBI. They knew Comey was leaking, committing the same felonies they were. I mean, not like the FBI was going to come after them. Plus, the FBI was profoundly corrupt. They knew the FBI was on their side. They also knew that the FBI was in the process, or had been in recent months, of framing Hillary, classifying her crimes so that nobody would know about them, then going and telling the public, oh, yeah, we looked through her email. There's nothing there. You know, no big deal. No reasonable prosecutor. Except the 8 thumb drives of stolen classified information. And they classified those, so you wouldn't know how many felonies she committed. So this is the jaw-dropping part of it, okay? How did all this start? Hillary stole classified information. She was only even supposed to view in a SCIF. She can't even take it home. Took it home, loaded it on her deliberately unsecured server, and 5 foreign national governments accessed it. I think she sold it. That's okay. She's a Democrat. She do whatever she wants. Classified information. Comey's a Democrat. So, you know, if he wants to leak it, yeah, it's a felony, a leak. But it's Comey. You know, he's a good guy. And Schiff, well, he's so cool as a cucumber. He sits around with staff members and plans to leak this stuff and pressures them to do it. And you know what? He was right. They wouldn't be caught, because when this whistleblower went to the FBI, nothing happened. Not a thing. It looks like, folks, it looks like there were actually some honest FBI agents who interviewed him and got as far as preparing to impanel a grand jury. They were actually having him go before a mock grand jury because they were going to do charges. And then the whole thing was called off. And all the evidence was put in burn bags behind 3 locked doors in an area of the FBI, a little room that Kash Patel had to find out about from a whistleblower inside the FBI. Thank God no one had set it on fire. What a story. What a story. You know what's crazy, though? The investigation was still ongoing in 2023. That's Merrick Garland. He killed it in 2023. That's how long all these people knew this had happened. So you don't think about who would have known. Bill Barr, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI. Definitely John Brennan, head of the CIA, Merrick Garland, who killed it, whoever hit it. I mean, folks, you know how many people this could bring down? And keep in mind, but these are the same people who spent their time doing what? I gotta end with this because it's so mind-blowing. Planning the raid of Mar-a-Lago, because Trump had allegedly mishandled classified information, taken it home when he shouldn't have. Didn't give it to anybody. Didn't leak it to the media. No, no, no. He's not a Democrat. Now, remember, they had to use a legal theory that had never been tried ever before since the founding that, well, if Trump didn't send himself a memo saying to himself that he was declassifying stuff, then it wasn't declassified, so we couldn't take it home. That's their legal theory. They raided Mar-a-Lago while covering up for these people classifying their crimes and putting their written documents in a burn bag. We were never supposed to see them, folks. And that is the story. It makes Watergate look like child's play. You know, one of the most amazing features of the Trump administration is really Trump looks like this big hero, right? I mean, he's doing all these amazing things. I mean, the things he's doing are amazing. They really are. Nobody's perfect, but the things he's doing are amazing. To us, you know why? Because they're just normal things that a normal president should do, but nobody ever has. So he looks like this huge hero, but really every president should be doing this stuff. And one of the amazing things that's been revealed by this, by the things Trump's doing, is how much power we always had as a country. I mean, on every level, militarily, certainly, yes, economically, biggest economy on earth by far. I mean, real economy, not fake economy like the Chinese numbers. That's a fake economy. I mean, parts of it are real, but I mean, a lot of it's faked. Where all along, if we just asked, just advocated for ourselves, didn't even have to threaten or threaten much. Didn't have to use military force. We could have gotten whatever we wanted. But our leaders had such contempt for us. The globalists did. And by that, I mean everyone from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush to, of course, Biden and Obama had such contempt for us. They would never advocate for Americans. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is incredible what just happened. What it means. Mexico has expelled 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States of America. This isn't an attempt to pacify Trump so he won't drone the leaders, okay? Now, these guys are high-ranking, but they're not who we want in terms of the heads of the cartels, okay? But they're significant enough that they are hoping that Trump won't drone the leadership, take out the cartel infrastructure, okay? So this is being done to pacify the big man, who's Trump. Now, listen to who got expelled, though. Okay, this is who they're offering to us. And marvel in awe that we were never able to get these people before. Folks, we are sending Mexico, depending on the year, between $50 and $250 million. And we never asked for Abigail Gonzalez Valencia back. He's the leader of Los Cajunis, small shy cartel. We never asked for Roberto Salazar? Really? Because he killed a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in 2008. We didn't call it to Fogo. Give us this guy. Hey, we're sending you hundreds of millions of dollars or billions total. Could we have him? No. We let Mexico keep him since 2008. God bless his family. The rage. Seeing this. What does this show you, folks? What a betrayal the day-to-day operations of this country were under everyone from Bush to Obama to Clinton to Biden. All we had to do was ask. And a little tariff. A little threat to drones and people. Now, folks, this is the second tranche. When did the first one get released? February. Oh, so within weeks of Trump taking office and the Mexicans going, dang, this is a different Donald Trump. In February, Mexico handed over to American authorities 29 cartel figures. Yeah, why? Because Trump was already talking about the Pentagon going in. In fact, immediately he began talking about it. Anyway, in February, Mexico handed over American authorities 29 cartel figures. Listen to this. Including drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, who was behind the killing of USDA agent. In 1985? We let him... 1985. Been walking around the whole time, enjoying himself mightily, I'm sure. I mean, you kill a DEA agent, the cartel owes you, boy. They had him the whole time. And folks, forget tariffs, okay? We're handing them, depending on the year, between $50 and $250 million a year. We basically fund the Mexican military. And we don't ever go, hey, you know, like, can we have this Quintero guy? Could you turn him over because we're giving you all this money? No, 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 no. Why? Because when it comes right down to it, Bush and the other globalists, whose goal it is to open our borders, see the cartels as agents of integration. They are going to bring the voters to America that will permanently entrench globalism and, of course, international government as a layer over a borderless America. They are agents of change. They are fellow travelers. And, of course, they bring the little kitties that some of these politicians and their parties like, 300,000 of them under Biden. But it's been going on for years. It didn't start with Biden. Just put it on steroids. So, again, that's what the wonder of Trump is here. It's not even that this stuff is happening. But it had never happened before. And how easy it always was to do. Like yesterday, we had the Center for Immigration Studies, and we're now up to 1.6 million illegals deporting themselves. It's getting faster and faster and faster and faster. 2 months ago, the number of illegals who'd left the workforce voluntarily because they're deporting themselves was at a million. Now it's at 1.6. I mean, it's like I said, they're realizing Trump is for reals, and they're deporting themselves, which is smart. 6 months, almost 2% increase in blue-collar wages. If I could say that in every segment for the next 6 months, I would. It was always that easy. But who brings the illegals here to suppress the wages, bust Americans down into poverty, and participate in the tax evasion scheme that Republicans like George W. Bush and John Thune and John Cornyn, may he lose in Texas, who brings them their illegals? The cartels. So the cartels were sacrosanct. They were holy. They were never to be touched. Not really. Yeah, we'd pull a few big names in for prosecution every once in a while. But remember, folks, what we even learned about them. We had, the FBI had, and we learned this during the Obama administration when it was declassified. We had cartels. We were protecting their human and drug trafficking routes, the FBI was, into this country, and taking out the rival cartels so they could thrive. So you got to understand, a lot of that's taking out rivals to build the cartels we like so that the streamline, the pipeline of drugs and people can continue into this country. It's big crap. And so Mexico's looking at this and go, what? This is a guy. This is a guy, Trump. He doesn't want to partner with the cartels. He wants us to hand them over. And now they are.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.